How to receive a miracle. How to receive that answer we need. How to receive and find God Almighty through Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. All of the answers to this are to these questions are generally the same. And the first answer is, it's simple. Jesus said, only believe. Just believe. Trust. Have reliance on God. Reliance on Him. If we really realize what we have in Him, it will change everything about us. And the main thing, finding Him, the glorious Lord Jesus Christ. So beautiful. So merciful and gracious, patient and long-suffering. That's the answer. Forget everything else. We can start fresh right now, today. That's what His mercies are new every morning. That, you know, it's beyond comprehension that the promises that He, you know, they're yes and amen, and they're not. It's just this glorious, most holy faith. And yes, I understand living on the earth, it's difficult. It's very difficult. But if we can find Him in the midst of all that, things will change. Things will, and we'll find, you know, if we look at it as a race, you know, Paul said, run the race to win. Boy, we will be way ahead of most people in the world, because most people don't even care about God and Jesus Christ, and they do. But let's just seek Him. Let's, one person seeking Him, and when they find Him, He's the glorious. They will see the beautiful Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how glorious. And we can forget everything, all the things that we've heard and been taught. And I mean, not all of them, but, you know, we can come to Him, just go directly to Him. You know, we all come from dysfunctional places, right? Everyone does. And we all have been, you know, to a certain extent, we've been ingrained with certain beliefs we have about Christianity. We can just forget all that and just go directly to Jesus. And yes, we need to be in a church, a Spirit-filled church. Be in the Bible every day. Yes, the Holy Word of God. But when we find Him, everything changes. And this time of year, you know, we celebrate Christmas in my nation right now. The birth of Jesus Christ. How glorious that is, that we're celebrating Jesus Christ. Even people who don't, you know, care about the real things of God, they're celebrating this, and how glorious that birth of Jesus Christ, when a multitude of the heavenly host appeared. A multitude, the glory of the Lord shone around the shepherds, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host. We don't know how many. The glory of the Lord. We can go directly to Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit to the glory of the Lord today. I mean, we're in this age where it's just unbelievable. Before Jesus came and died, you know, people could not do that. Even the Israelites saw the power of God, the cloud and the fire, that's the Holy Spirit, amen, this glory, but they couldn't apply it to their life because Jesus had not yet come. You know, the one and only had not come to the earth and died. His name at that point was not Jesus Christ. You know, He was with God in the beginning. You know, He is God, and when He was, you know, it's a glorious mystery that God will reveal to you, but The angel said, you shall call his name Jesus. And so he came, and now we can go directly to God. We don't have to, you know, before he came, you know, they had to pray. Daniel had to pray, what, 21 days? You know, until he got his answer. Well, we can go directly to him. And yet we don't do that. So let's do that. It's I want to encourage you. It is simple. I got how to receive a miracle. I kind of got into some other related things. But how to receive a miracle? Go directly to Jesus Christ. He's the miracle worker. He's the healer, the Savior. He will provide us that answer we need. So we go directly to him. You know, don't seek that miracle. Seek Jesus. And it's simple. Again, you know, just believe, right? Just believe that, well, rely on him. Rely on him and his word and his, in the power of the Holy Spirit. And then he will bring that miracle that we need. Amen.